Episode 2269, Learning to Love Again.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How is your weekend going so far? I know sometimes it can get a little bit crazy, but guess what? It is a time just to spend some time together. It's relationship builders. I want you to focus on who you love the most. Yes, that would be your spouse, learning to love again. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. In a season of stress and disconnect, it's during these circumstances that can distract you from whom really matters, your spouse. Learning to love again can be fulfilling, so don't let circumstances determine your connection. That's the disconnect. We let our circumstances determine how close we are with our spouse. Love goes much deeper than the problems in your everyday. So why do we let those problems rule our day? There needs to be a recommitment of learning to love again. Have you ever had a fight over money? Okay, I know, dumb question, but I had to ask it because who hasn't had a fight over money? These are the areas of life that if not paid close attention to can be a wedge in your marriage. So instead of letting the loosey-goosey of your day define your marriage, learn to love in a new way. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn to love in a new way. Now, this doesn't mean that how you loved your spouse before didn't matter. It most certainly did. However, just as you are growing and being stretched as an individual, your love too is being challenged and redefined. So how do you learn to love in a new way? Number one, see who is next to you in bed. Yep, you heard me right. Doing life can become monotonous. We just get up, we get into our routines, we say the same things, not even giving actual conscious thought. It just comes out because it's habitual. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong, but if you're going to tell your spouse as they walk out the door to go to work, I love you, and it's just one of those things that just rolls off your tongue and you don't have much heart behind it, then all honesty, why are you saying it? Don't let life get in the way of seeing who is before you. See who is next to you in bed. You gotta know that person. You're not just sitting here, you know, taking up space in the same bedroom. You gotta know who you're sleeping with. Know them inside and out. They are changing just as you are changing every single day. So see them for who they are. Number two, look at the heart, because that's where it starts. We all make mistakes and fall short. Judgment only leads to digging deeper ditches. I want you to remember that phrase right there. Judging only leads to digging deeper ditches. When you search the heart, you see beyond what doesn't meet your expectations. Believe it or not, you set expectations for your spouse. You set expectations for your spouse before you even started talking about marriage. I know, I did it. And then you start dreaming, right? And those dreams create what? Future expectations. And if you met, let's say in college, let's just go with that scenario. Let's say you met in college and you dated, whether it's 3 months, a year, you had expectations during that period of time. And so then it comes to popping of the question and you're like, oh my gosh, he has said yes to all my expectations. We have the same dreams. I'm all in. And then you get to about 6 months in the marriage, goes to 9 months in the marriage, and things begin to look a little bit different than those dreams. Life begins to speed up, but your dreams coming true begin to slow down. Look at the heart where it starts. This allows you to see beyond what expectations you set on your spouse. We do it, so be aware of it. It's not a bad thing, but what we have to realize is awareness opens up the world to what? Truth. It exposes what we need to see. It brings light into the darkness. So therefore, look at the heart where it starts. Number three, become your best selfie. Because when you become who God designed you to be, it's the greatest gift you can give your spouse. You being confident in who you are, you knowing the gifts and the talents that God has given you, you working in your strengths and not leaning into your weaknesses, that's attractive. That is everyday confidence. That is leadership in the home, in your community, in the church, in your marriage. Become your best selfie. You see, learning to love again is a beautiful season. Don't run from it. Spring has sprung. So why not look at all of these gorgeous flowers that are blooming and look at your marriage and say, how can I help my love blossom more? What does it look like? Where do I need to fertilize more? I know that sounds a little bit strange, but come on, we're going to give a twist on it with spring. Where can I fertilize more? Maybe it's in the bedroom. Maybe it's just sweet talk, having conversation that matters to your spouse. My husband has come into interest with guitars to the point that he watches how they're made. He knows all the different pickups. He knows, I mean, you name it, he's learning it. And in all honesty, I learned kind of how to play the guitar. I mean, I was a music major. It wasn't my favorite instrument, primarily because I like long nails. And long nails and guitar strings do not match. Just saying. But that doesn't mean that because he has come to love it, that I don't have to enjoy it too. I can learn with him. And so there are times that we sit down together and he tells me what he learned, or he shows me a video on YouTube. Is that a bad thing? No. Why? Because I'm showing interest in his interest. And what do you think that does for him? If he is drawn to the guitars and I am drawn to him, but I'm supporting his now love or likeness or being drawn to that, and I'm investing myself time with him and the guitars, what do you think that does for his love bank account? It goes up. I'm fertilizing what he enjoys. Learn to love a new way. What is it for your spouse? What is something new and different in this season of life? Because we all go through stages all the way up until God calls us home. And there's always twists and turns. We're always being stretched. So learn to love again and accept this beautiful season that you're in. Embrace new experiences and hold on to the memories you create. Go out today. Love on your spouse. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.